Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential. First of all, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely or not at all likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And can you please tell us what is your age to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56? 6 to 65 or over 65?
Over 65.
And generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the ground track?
Mostly the right direction, I guess.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November, and please indicate how you will vote in. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse...
I'm just having a little bit of trouble understanding. What was the proposal again?
Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads...
Okay.
Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'll vote no for property taxes. I already pay too much.
And you will say definitely or probably voting no?
Any additional property taxes?
Definitely?
Definitely no for any additional property taxes for anything.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use.
Hello? No.
Hello, can you?
No.
It will be paid.
I'm going to vote no.
Yes, I understand. I need to read everything verbatim. Maybe I add this a little in the future. So it will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, definitely or probably?
Yeah, definitely no.
Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have four options, okay? The first one is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. The next one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. The next one, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Or the last one, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So, which comes closer
to
your opinion?
Number four, I oppose.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue, reducing traffic and congestion, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat.
So I only have one option out of all those?
Yes, the most important.
The most important one. I guess helping to reduce the costs of things.
Okay. And yeah, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. And now you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The first one, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Grand Traverse County Government.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Your city or township government?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
It's about right. I will say that I think there should be more affordable housing and stop building homes for the super rich. I mean,
okay.
Not stop, but slow that down and do more
correct
affordable housing for people.
Okay. And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I would probably trust them, but again, I don't want the additional tax on my property, so I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve.
To protect
but
open
not
space.
Not if it comes to additional taxes on my property.
Yes, I understand. This is if approved by voters. But the next one, to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Strongly approve, somewhat.
I mostly approve that.
Okay. To maintain existing trails. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development?
Mostly approve, or whatever it is.
Yeah, strongly approve. And the last part, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
What is connectivity considered? Infrastructure, roads, or
connectivity,
are you talking internet?
Connectivity for
internet?
Residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
But I don't know what connectivity refers to. Is it for roads, infrastructure? Is it for transportation? Is it for internet connection?
Connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
I mostly approve Withers.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. To promote health and wellness?
Mostly approve. I strongly approve everything.
And the last two, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Increase access to?
Accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
And the last one, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 60% now. Thank you so much for your time and for your help. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
And you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So please indicate if it will make you more likely to support this proposal or less likely to support this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Just four.
Okay.
The first one, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support this proposal?
I'm not going to support the proposal, so I don't know what to say. Somewhat more.
Okay.
But I'm still not going to support any new property taxes, so I don't know how to answer these.
And the next one, that will be full public disclosure of all price pending.
Your phone is breaking up. Wait, I can't. Are you on the cell phone?
There will be a full public disclosure of all price pending. That makes you much more likely, some more, some less, or much less likely.
I guess, are you on a cell phone? Because I hear every other portion of a word.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's a computer.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm hearing you now, so go for it. I didn't hear the question.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. That will make you much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support this proposal.
That would make me more likely.
Much more?
I'm not going to do it. No, just somewhat more.
Somewhat
I'm not going to do it.
The next one, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
That would be somewhat more likely.
Okay. And the last one, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Somewhat more likely.
And now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And please indicate if each argument is very convincing, just somewhat not too convincing or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it will make
Can
no
I
difference.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I ask one question? Is there any other options besides increasing property taxes to do this?
Actually, I'm required to read verbatim, and more information is included here. But just based on what you just heard, okay?
All right.
And the first one is, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Is that very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
It's not too convincing.
The next one, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. this is very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all, to vote yes in favor.
That is not going to convince me to vote yes.
Okay. Is not at all convincing, or not too convincing?
I'm not too convinced.
The next one, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Then they can use that money instead of my taxes. Sorry. It doesn't convince me. I'm not convinced.
Not at all, or not too convinced?
Not at all. I'm not at all convinced, because they want more money than use it to fix the trails.
The next one, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. That was very
I already go outdoors every single day. I'm not convinced that that's going to help me at all.
Not at all, or not too convincing?
Not at all. Not at all.
The next one, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trail are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not convinced at all.
Okay. The next one, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
I think it's great, but it's not going to change my mind. Not at all.
Not at all convinced? Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not at all.
And the last four. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You're breaking up again, and I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I will read a statement, okay? Can you hear me okay?
No. I mean, you're breaking up.
Okay. What about now? Can you hear me okay?
It's better, yes.
Okay. Broadman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country. Not at all convincing, not too convincing, somewhat or very convincing.
Not at all convincing.
And the last three,
add taxes to my property, to add property taxes. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's great. I use the trails. I'm not saying they're not good. I just don't want more property taxes. I pay too much. $400 a month I pay for property taxes, which is, my house payment is $500 a month. It's too much already.
Okay, the next one. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Not at all convincing to add it to my taxes.
And the last two, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Nope, I'm not convinced.
Not at all?
Not at all. I'm retired. I already told you that. I'm not making any extra money. I can't afford any extra money.
Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Not at all convinced.
Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, or definitely vote no against this proposal?
Definitely vote no. I mean, you can put my answers in. I already said.
Okay. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And please indicate again if each argument is very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay? The first one, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill. That was very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all.
Yeah, that's convincing to vote no.
Very or some?
I'm not against progressive measures. I just don't want any more property tax. So I don't even know how to answer that.
But which one should I record for you? Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
The next one, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. That was very convincing to vote no, somewhat not too convincing, not at all.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
That's very convincing.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That's very convincing.
And the last three, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Very convincing.
And the last two, this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet projects.
Do you have one that's neither convincing or not convincing?
Just no difference. If it makes no difference,
right, no
you
difference.
Can indicate it as well. Okay?
No difference.
And the last one? There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
No difference.
Okay. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I will vote no for any new taxes.
Definitely or probably?
I definitely will vote no for any new taxes.
Now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words, okay? The statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I do not want to pay any additional property taxes under any circumstances for any reason. I already pay too much.
Okay. Thank you for, let me document your answer. And before we finish, you will not be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is more short, and we're 90% now, just 2 minutes more. Again, thank you so much for your time. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mill for local street, road, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of street, road, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against the proposal?
I'm going to vote no because I have a road that hasn't been touched in 20 years, and I give them all this money and I prove it and I still get nothing. So, no.
And definitely vote no or probably vote no?
Definitely vote no for any new property taxes.
Okay. The last few questions for demographic questions before we finish. For confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
And with which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or some other
Democrat.
Party?
I'm a Democrat.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
And will you call yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
I'm very liberal, except and that I already pay too much in property taxes. Find another way.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College. I didn't graduate with a BA, but I have some college.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
I own it. That's why I'm objecting to more taxes.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, African American, or black, Asian, or Asian American, or other race not listed here?
I'm white.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for taking the call. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.